Hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Fuck.
Thanks.
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I got you. Do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag round it, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread across your nose, and I'm on your ear, high as necks on the cloud. Am I in the air? Sunday night's prime time. I flex my better Voltron, transform to DX Don. Mega and off-scene, you probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Well, what is going down, everybody, and welcome back to an all-new, brand-new Am I on the Air with your boy Don Mega. I'm so happy to be back with you guys. It has been forever, and I apologize once again to all my Am I on the Air fans. I know shit has been inconsistent as of late, and I apologize. There is a ton going on in the real world right now, as we like to say. I wish that I had the time like I used to bang out these episodes. It has become very, very difficult to find the time to put this show together. It's becoming increasingly difficult. As you all know by now, March was a very trying month. I lost my mother, and it was very, very hard, and I had to go away for a bit. I had to go down to Florida, spend some time with the family, and really try to, you know, make family the priority, make family number one. And I think we did a pretty good job at that. And now we're here, we're moving on, and things have just been crazy. I just switched jobs, and I'm trying to get acclimated with that, and then try to fit in everything else that's going on right now in the world of entertainment and life, wife and kids and everything. So it's been crazy, but I'm happy to be back. We are broadcasting live here from the Red Dragons Radio Studios. It is Monday, April the 11th. It's been a little over 3 weeks since the last new episode of Am I on the Air, and I apologize, but we're going to get through it, man. We're going to bang it through. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff, and I'm very excited. Got a couple big movie reviews for you. Of course, Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice, and of course, Hardcore Henry as well. So those are your two big movie reviews. Before we get started, I got to shout out a couple things going on. Now, since the last episode of Am I on the Air, we did drop an Am I Still on the Air for you guys, and it was the big spoiler review of Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice. I wanted to make sure that we reviewed this movie as soon as possible, and even though I didn't have a new Am I on the Air episode to drop on you guys and let you know about that movie in a non-spoiler way, I wanted to make sure that we got the big spoiler discussion out. So I grabbed everybody. We got Geeky Pat and Friggins and Peeps. We got the team together, and we banged out the Am I Still on the Air Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice spoiler review. It was awesome. We really broke it down. We had a couple people that loved it. We had a couple people that thought it was okay. And then somebody that was like in the middle, like, you know, I like some of it, didn't like other parts of it. Very divisive is all I can say, and that's what seems to be the trend going on with Batman v Superman. So that is available right now. If you haven't listened to it or you didn't see us tweeting it out, that's the newest episode from the family that we dropped out. Go to amiontheair.com or reddragonsradio.com and click on the Am I Still on the Air tab, and you can check out that spoiler-filled review. It is long, my friends. I'm warning you right now. It is longer than the actual movie itself. I don't know how it happened, but it did. It is a 3-hour podcast. So if you really want some details on Batman v Superman, check out our 3-hour, you know, we joke joke because we all know that the unrated Blu-ray is coming, and the unrated cut is about 3 hours long. So, you know, we're saying that our podcast was the ultimate cut of spoiler review podcast. So definitely go check that out when you get a chance. Also on a side note, for those of you that love the TV show Banshee, and I know a lot of you do that listen to this show, once again, I do a Banshee podcast. It's called Welcome to Banshee, and it is available on Red Dragons Radio, on iTunes, and on Stitcher. And please check it out. Banshee, the new season, season 4, started a couple weeks ago, and we are doing Welcome to Banshee every single week now. We are your official after show for Banshee. So myself and my boy Lynx, every weekend after the new episode drops, new episodes air every Friday night on Cinemax, that weekend we drop the season wrap-up show talking about that week's episode. So we've got episode 1 and episode 2 out available right now for you to go listen to, and of course the past episodes where we did the season wrap-ups of season 1, season 2, season 3, and then now the after show episodes where we're going live every single weekend talking about that week's Banshee. The new season's off to a bang, loving it, and the show is on fire right now. So thank you everybody that listens to this show for going and listening to that show. We've been getting a lot of tweets, a lot of followers, a lot of people really loving our after show for Banshee. So check out Welcome to Banshee and follow on Twitter at Welcome2Banshee. All right, so there's a couple things. I was also featured, once again, my boy Lynx that I do Welcome to Banshee with. He has a podcast that's available on Red Dragons Radio, and it's called Way Off Topic with Frank. And I was lucky enough, he asked me to be a special guest on his episode last weekend, and I went on there and I did a show with him where he basically interviewed me. We talked about the origins of this show right here, Am I on the Air, the origins of Future Endeavors, of Red Dragons Radio, of Red Dragons Assemble, just basically the whole Red Dragons family, how it all came to be. And it was a really cool time, and I want to thank Lynx for having me on and interviewing me on his podcast. And last little shout out here for people wondering where the hell is the new Red Dragons Assemble. I thought it's been coming. I apologize to you guys that it hasn't. It has been insane once again. We did not give you a new episode of Red Dragons Assemble in March. I really wanted to do 2 episodes in April. I don't even know if that's going to happen now. We will try to get a new episode out by next week. As soon as we can, I promise. This week is a little difficult. I'm going out of town for my new job, so I will be in another state all week. So that's why I really wanted to make sure I got out the new Am I on the Air as soon as possible. So that is that, but Red Dragons Assemble is coming. Keep an eye out. Once again, follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio so you always know what's going down. And I think that's all the big shout-outs for now. And let's get into it. Let's jump right into movie reviews. I'm going to start off with Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice. This is spoiler-free, as always, on this show. I'm not going to waste a lot of time on it because the movie's been out for 3 weeks now. What I really want to touch on is just the crazy amount of hate all of a sudden. One thing I hate with reviewers, and even with fans, is when the general consensus is one thing. Everybody likes to follow and hop on that bandwagon. You know what I mean? When I've seen Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice 3 times, and I've loved it every time. I actually love it a little bit more each time I see it. And I went from seeing it with an outstanding crowd the first time that was getting up and cheering and laughing and supporting each other. We walked out of that theater on my first showing, and everyone loved it. Everyone in that theater loved it. Came out buzzing. That was incredible. Saw it the second time. Almost the same kind of reaction. It was awesome. Third time, not so much. And then those opening box office numbers came out, and it didn't hit as high as everybody wanted it to. It debuted around $166 million. Still awesome, but definitely below, like, everybody was thinking around the 200 mark. And it was definitely hurt by critics, because the Rotten Tomato score in the film was 30%. People started hating. And then all of a sudden, you're looking on Facebook and stuff, and you're seeing casual people that at one point, maybe a week before, were saying, yeah, this movie's really tight, to then all of a sudden being like, yeah, fuck DC, it's all about Marvel, blah, blah, blah. And it just kind of bugs me. You know, if you didn't like the film, you didn't like the film. I still think there's a lot of solid stuff in there that people could take away, and that the positive way outweighs the negative. Zack Snyder did a great job directing this film. I thought Henry Cavill continued to be an amazing Superman. We got the best Batman we've ever gotten in Ben Affleck. Gal Gadot was awesome as Wonder Woman. Jeremy Irons was outstanding as Alfred. I mean, it goes on and on. Every character in this film was great, and I enjoyed the shit out of it, to be honest. Some people complain that it's too long. It is a 2.5-hour movie. Never felt like that for me. Like I said, I saw it 3 times. If I felt like it dragged or it was hard to sit through, I would not have done that 3 times. It flew by for me. I love the fight between Batman and Superman. The fight at the end with the Trinity against Doomsday. All the little Easter eggs for the Justice League. I just loved it, man. This is the big door open that we need for the Justice League and for the DC Cinematic Universe. And I think they were off to a bang. And, you know, I'm a little sad at its performance. That everybody expected this to be a big billion-dollar movie. It might still hit that, but it's going to be hard. The film took a 68% nosedive in the second week, dropping from $166 million to about $52 million. And then just this past weekend, knocked down again another 50%, down to about $23 million, and actually getting beat out of the number one spot by Melissa McCarthy's new movie, The Boss, which beat it by like $50,000. I mean, it's super neck and neck to where maybe when the final numbers come out, Batman v Superman might still be the number one movie. But at this point, it looks like it's been beat by The Boss. So 2 weeks at number one, over $800 million worldwide, still doing good. It's still a profitable film, no matter what anybody wants to tell you. And I'm looking forward to Suicide Squad, the Wonder Woman movie. We'll have some news on them coming up a little bit later. I'm so excited about the DC Universe. I want to see that Batman film, and I can't wait for Justice League next year. So we'll see. We'll see where it all goes. But for me, Batman v Superman is a 5-star film. I gave it a 5 out of 5. I absolutely dug it. You know, sure, there was issues, there was things I might have changed, I would have liked a little bit more action, but, you know what? Overall, I was very genuinely enjoyed it, and, 5 out of 5. I'm going to move on, because like I said, if you want to hear more detail, go check out the Am I Still on the Air 3-hour spoiler review of Batman v Superman. Next up, I want to jump into the newest release from this past weekend, which was Hardcore Henry. This was a little film that was coming out that we saw the trailers a couple months ago, all first person, done just like a video game. And I thought it looked awesome. I loved the trailers for this film, and I was really sold, and I was like, let's check it out. So I went this past Friday night and saw it, and I liked it. It wasn't as cool as I hoped it to be. It had points where I struggled to keep my attention. But man, when the action was firing in that film, it was firing on all cylinders, and it was really cool looking doing it in that first person. So it's hard to even explain much more about this about this movie. I mean, it's about a guy who's kind of put back together and kind of made into like a cyborg, and he's almost indestructible, so you see everything through his vision. They make it to where his voice box is kind of not done yet, so then therefore he doesn't have to have any dialogue, and he's just trying to get his girl back, man. His girl's been kidnapped, and it's all hell breaking loose to get her back. I overall enjoyed it. Like I said, not as much as I hoped it to be, but I give them props for trying to pull off something new and unique like this first-person thing. We've seen first-person utilized before in a movie, but not for an entire movie, and I thought they did a pretty good job with it. So overall, I'd give Hardcore Henry a 3 out of 5. If you want to go back and look at all the movie reviews, go to amiontheair.com, click on the movie reviews tab, and you can see what's going down with all the movies on the box office right now that I've checked out. All right? So, with that being said, those are your two movies, and let's jump in to the news of the past couple weeks. Luckily, there hasn't been a tremendous amount of stuff, so it shouldn't take much longer, even though we're doing 3 weeks worth, but we're going to move at a nice, nice, smooth pace, okay? First up, we got a new trailer that dropped for The Do-Over, which is Adam Sandler's next film over on Netflix, and it's a very short teaser trailer, so it doesn't give away anything really crazy, but I'm looking forward to it. It comes out in May on Netflix. The rumor going around for American Horror Story Season 6 is that it will incorporate two ideas at once. Very interesting. Guy Pearce, Mary Louise Parker, and Rachel Griffiths join ABC's new show When We Rise. X-Men Apocalypse star Lucas Till has been cast as MacGyver in the new reboot pilot. As you know, they're doing a new pilot for MacGyver. They're going to make it a new TV show again, and Lucas Till has been cast as MacGyver himself. Bloodline Season 2 returns to Netflix in May, and we actually just posted, I believe it dropped yesterday, the first trailer for Bloodline Season 2, so you can check that out. Emma Stone is going to star in a new movie called Letters from Rosemary. We got the first two Lego Batman movie trailers you can check out. They're two little teasers. They released one, and then they released another one secretly over the weekend when Batman v Superman came out, and then that second one came out online for everybody to watch. So check out that Lego Batman trailer. 90210 alum, Anna Lynn McCord, she's joined the Season 3 cast of NBC's show Night Shift. Michael Ealy has boarded the Jacob's Ladder remake. Paul Adelstein will return for Fox's Prison Break revival. The Flash and Supergirl crossover happened, and that was a really cool episode. I hope you all checked it out. Support the crossovers, because then we get more. It's all about the crossovers, man, and I loved it. Carey Mulligan and Jason Clarke are in talks for a post-war drama called Mudbound. Margot Robbie is going to headline the Tonya Harding tale called I, Tonya. Yes, they're going to make a movie about that whole debacle that went down. And I think Margot Robbie is an awesome casting for Tonya Harding. So that'll be really, really cool to see where they go from there. Game of Thrones actress Gwendolyn Christie joins Top of the Lake for Season 2. We got an article up with Stan Lee where he talks about his favorite and his least favorite Marvel movie cameos. Let's see here. Richard Belzer is going to be returning as Detective Munch on NBC's SVU. So he's coming back there. Rise of the Tomb Raider DLC called Cold Darkness Awakened is set to debut. It actually already debuted, so sorry, because remember I'm going back a couple weeks on my news. So it's set to debut at the end of March. And congratulations, March is over. We're in April, so go get that DLC if you're interested. We have the new trailer for The Huntsman Winter's War, which is pretty much what we got in the first trailer, but a little bit more cool stuff, so I look forward to that. Bruce Greenwood is going to play Dr. Jake Houseman in the Dirty Dancing remake. Ben Affleck's Live by Night, his next directorial movie, has been officially given an October 2017 release date. Get ready, because Friday, The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt returns to Netflix. I'm looking really forward to that. That was an excellent new show that came to Netflix last year. Can't wait to see Season 2. We have the article up, too, with everything coming to Hulu in April and everything coming to Netflix in April. We have Everything Wrong with Batman, 1989, and Everything Wrong with Superman, 1978, along with the Honest trailers for Superman, 1978, and Batman, 1989, because they released them all simultaneously when Batman v Superman came out. It was really, really cool. Daisy Ridley confirms that she is in talks for the Tomb Raider reboot. This is something that heard the rumors on, a lot of speculation, but she has confirmed that she is in talks for it. I think that'd be really, really cool. Doctor Who is set to start streaming on Amazon Prime. Let's see here. Peter Serafinowicz. I know I just butchered your name. I'm sorry, Peter. But he's been cast as the Tick. So the Tick is coming back. I believe it's going to be on Amazon Prime. And Peter is going to be the Tick. Dirk Gently series has cast Elijah Wood. Channing Tatum and his wife Jenna Dewan Tatum are teaming up for a new dancing competition series that will air on NBC. I think that's a great pairing, figuring that the couple met while making Step Up. We got the second trailer for The Nice Guys, starring Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe. Once again, going back to Peter, which I butchered your name, Peter Serafinowicz. I don't know, man. This guy, you'll know him if you see him. He was hilarious in Paul Feig's spy movie with Melissa McCarthy that came out last summer. He's just a funny, funny dude, and he's going to be a great Tick. I'm looking forward to that. Let's see here. Taylor Kitsch is going to write, direct, produce, and star in a new drama series called Pieces. We got the first trailer for Bridget Jones' Baby, which is the sequel, of course, to Bridget Jones' Diary, with Renee Zellweger returning. It looks like they want to already move forward with sequels for the Assassin's Creed movie and the Splinter Cell movie, so that'll be interesting. There's rumors going around that a Captain Britain TV series could happen soon. We don't know much more other than that. Lily Collins joins Jake Gyllenhaal and Tilda Swinton in Bong Joon-ho's Okja. Don't know much about that project, but I believe that's the guy that made... now I'm spacing it. Damn it. The one with Chris Evans on the train in the future. Snowpiercer. There it is. Sometimes you just need a second to process it all. Director Shane Black says that, you know, he's been trying to do a Doc Savage movie for a while, and he's still interested in doing it. And he says if he had his pick, he would love Dwayne The Rock Johnson to play Doc Savage. Hells yeah, let's do it. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is now filming. Very excited about that. We have the first official trailer for Mark Wahlberg's new movie based on the BP oil disaster. True story. It's called Deepwater Horizon, and you can now watch that trailer. You can see the first trailer for Ricky Gervais and Eric Bana's new movie that'll be on Netflix called Special Correspondence. That looks pretty funny. Looking forward for that also. Zendaya confirms her role in the Spider-Man reboot. Very, very cool. We have the first trailer for Love and Friendship, starring Kate Beckinsale and Chloe Sevigny. We got some pretty cool pictures that we posted up of they're filming the Baywatch movie now, and there's a picture of The Rock and David Hasselhoff together on the beach. Really, really cool, man. I'm so glad that they got David Hasselhoff involved in this film. Emma Stone and Jonah Hill, their TV series that they're going to be doing that's going to be directed by Cary Fukunaga, that show has been picked up by Netflix. It was looking like it was going to go to like one of the premium channels, HBO, Showtime, something like that. And, of course, Netflix, who's become the new big daddy, has swooped in and picked up the rights to that one. Sarah Silverman is joining Emma Stone and Steve Carell in Battle of the Sexes. Over on the show Criminal Minds, the star Shamar Moore is exiting the show after 11 seasons. I believe he's been there since day one, and he is leaving. So that sucks for them. My wife loves Criminal Minds. So yeah, that's a bummer for those people. And we got Everything Wrong with Batman Returns in 16 minutes or less. We have a really cool photo from the Wonder Woman movie where you meet all the warrior women training Diana Prince in the new Wonder Woman film. It's a really cool set photo in Wonder Woman's homeland of her being trained by her mother and the other warriors. Looks really, really cool. You can check that out. We've got it up on our Facebook page and on the Twitter page. Facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. If you haven't liked, go give it a like. Zack Snyder says the Justice League won't be as dark as Batman v Superman. It says it will have a lighter tone, and a lot of that has to do with The Flash, who will be bringing a nice lighter tone to the film, which is going to be awesome. Paul McCartney has joined Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Yes, they've written a new part and a new role for him, so they're going to add that to the film, which is kind of interesting. We have the new trailer for Season 2 of Powers, which is the show that's exclusively on the PlayStation Network. Looks really good. I enjoyed Season 1, so looking forward to Season 2. We have the new poster for Neighbors 2 that you can check out. Season 2 of Powers will premiere on May 31st in the U.S. and on Canada, of course, on the PlayStation Network. In some sad news, Gary Shandling passed a couple weeks ago. He was only 66 years old. So definitely our condolences out to him and his family. We have the first trailer for War Dogs, which is a new movie starring Miles Teller and Jonah Hill. I really enjoyed this trailer. I think this movie looks really, really cool. Directed by Todd Phillips, also from the Hangover movies, so that's pretty cool. If you like New Girl, Damon Wayans Jr.'s coach is coming back to the Loft. Not permanently, but he's coming back to say what up on an episode. So that'd be pretty cool. I'd love to see Coach come back. We have your first look at the new Voltron in the upcoming Voltron animated series. Brooklyn Nine-Nine and The Last Man on Earth have both been renewed by Fox. This makes me very excited. Both of these shows, Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Last Man on Earth, are two of my favorite comedy sitcoms that are out right now. Very, very happy that Fox has renewed them for another season. Kevin James is going to be headlining a true college football tale called 44. We got some new photos from X-Men Apocalypse that you can check out. Ben Affleck says that he's working on something with DC's Geoff Johns. We know what that is. That's your solo Batman script, Ben. Don't stop lying. Stop trying to pretend you don't got nothing going on over there. So, let's see here. I'm going to jump a lot of some of the old box office news because there's no reason to go over that kind of stuff since it's a couple weeks old. CBS has announced a slew of renewals for next season. I was pretty happy with this list. There is some stuff missing, but let's check it out. So CBS has announced some renewals for the 2016 to 2017 season, and here's what's been renewed so far. Blue Bloods, Elementary, Hawaii Five-O, Madam Secretary, Mom, NCIS Los Angeles, NCIS New Orleans, Scorpion, Two Broke Girls, Survivor, and The Amazing Race. They joined The Big Bang Theory and NCIS that have also been renewed already. Left off this list was Supergirl, which was very shocking for a lot of people, but the network says don't fret yet. They just haven't come up with the final idea, decision on Supergirl yet. So hopefully fingers crossed there. Other than that, all the other shows I watch have been renewed, so let's go. Speaking of Supergirl, in an upcoming episode, the original Wonder Woman, Miss Linda Carter, is going to appear in a special guest role, so that is awesome. Guns N' Roses is going to be doing a 21-city North American tour with the original lineup. I'm super excited about that. I'm going to go, so hopefully I'll see you there. The TV show Togetherness, which airs on HBO, has been canceled after two seasons. Pretty sad. Togetherness is actually a really good show. Me and my wife watch it, and it's a bummer that they've canceled that one after two seasons. Odette Fair and Fernanda Andrade join Adrian Palicki and Nick Blood in Marvel's Most Wanted. That's the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff show with Bobby and Hunter. So, looking forward to that. Miley Cyrus and Alicia Keys are going to be judges on the next season of American Idol. No, it's going to be of The Voice. So I apologize for that one. You know, singing competitions are a lot of the same. So, not American Idol, because American Idol is over now, but of The Voice. I don't know. I mean, I can see Alicia Keys being pretty cool. I don't know about fucking Miley Cyrus, man. But we'll see how it goes. They'll be taking the place of Christina Aguilera and Pharrell for next season. Let's see here. We have the first official trailer, for The Conjuring. Looks pretty creepy, so check that out there. Fred Armisen is going to voice Krang in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. Goldie Hawn is returning to the big screen, and she's going to be in the new Amy Schumer mother-daughter comedy, where, guess what, she'll play Amy Schumer's mother. We have a listing of when the next 10 DC movies are all coming out with release dates updated, so check that out if you're interested. We got a ton of articles up about Batman v Superman, explanations for some scenes, spoilers, Easter eggs, stuff like that. So if you're interested in some more info, definitely check that out. Wayward Pine Season 2 releases a first look that you can check out there. Director James Wan says that Aquaman would be more fun and have a totally different tone than Batman v Superman. I love how everybody now is trying to be like, our movie's going to be fun. Suicide Squad's going to be fun. Justice League's going to have a lighter tone because of the Flash. Aquaman's going to be fun. Guys, calm down. We all know the DC world is a lot darker and there's a lot of crazier shit going on. They're of course going to have different tones. They're not all directed by Zack Snyder. So, but I'm glad to hear Aquaman will have a fun tone. That'll be pretty cool there. We put an article up just for shits and giggles. You can do surveys on Twitter now, and I threw up a Twitter survey saying, "Did you enjoy Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice?" Yes and no. Simply, I got 100% yes votes on our Twitter posting. So, just to say. You know, it's kind of cool over the couple thousand people that follow Am I on the Air. We got 100% turnout on this survey, so just a little interesting, because it is pretty awesome. So, suck it, critics. And I know I'm a critic too, but at least I view movies from an actual movie person's perspective, and not just from, a critique perspective. So, let's move on. Let's see here. Sorry, like I said, I'm skipping a lot of this old crap that there's no need to go over at this point anymore. Director James Wan says that his Robotech movie will honor its roots. That is good. We have the first official trailer for Jane Wants a Boyfriend. The Batman v Superman Ultimate Cut will be released in July on Blu-ray and DVD, and along with some really cool collector's editions that come with statues. You can get a Batman statue or a Superman statue. Really cool stuff, so definitely look into that on Amazon if you're interested. Sorry. The Last Ship Season 3 is returning here in the next couple months, so that is cool. Deadpool is now officially the highest grossing R-rated film of all time. How crazy is that? They were so scared to make this film, and they were so scared to make it rated R. They were so frightened and so scared. They did it on a $53 million budget and then made over $750 million worldwide and became the biggest R-rated movie ever. How awesome is that? I mean, the studio has to just be taking a nice breath of fresh air and exhaling just a tad that all their worries were for nothing. I love it. We have Everything Wrong with Sucker Punch in 14 minutes or less. We have the second official trailer for Alice Through the Looking Glass. You can check out the second official trailer for Mother's Day. Gal Gadot says that we'll see a pure and naive version of Wonder Woman in her solo movie, so we'll get a different take on her, since obviously the film takes place way before Batman v Superman. Michelle Monaghan joins Mark Wahlberg in his new film Patriots Day. It looks like the Gambit movie is getting pushed back once again, and I apologize to my boy Friggins, who just wants his Gambit movie. It was supposed to start production this month in April, and it's been pushed back. Director Doug Liman is going to direct a new Amazon-exclusive movie first. They're saying that the reason why is that the Gambit movie needed some tweaking on the script. So they are rewriting a bunch of the script for Gambit. And since they're rewriting it and can't go into production, Doug Liman said, well, I'm going to take another job then in the meantime. And he did, and he jumped over, and he's doing this Amazon movie first. And then when that's done, he'll come back, and they'll hopefully start shooting Gambit. This movie is very troubled. You know, it was supposed to come out in October. Now it's not. Then it was going to come out next year. Then's been pulled off the release date, and now the director's saying, you ain't got time for me, I'm going to move on to something else. So they need to hurry up, man, get this baby going. Comedy Central has renewed Tosh.0 and Drunk History. Bad Robot, of course, J.J. Abrams' company, they got a new movie coming out called God Particle, and it is going to star David Oyelowo, which is going to be pretty cool there. Kristen Wiig is replacing Reese Witherspoon in the new film called Downsizing. I believe it's going to be in Matt Damon's next film. There is a possible spinoff for the TV show The Blacklist, and it might star Famke Janssen. They're going to introduce a new character played by Famke Janssen in an upcoming Blacklist episode. And if the episode goes really well, they're treating it as a backdoor pilot. And it might get its own show featuring her, and it'll be a spinoff. So I'm interested in this. I do like The Blacklist, and I love me some Famke Janssen. So let's do it. We got a new trailer for The Invitation, starring Liam Hemsworth. We got a trailer for Lights Out, which is another new horror movie. This one's produced by James Wan. Looks really, really creepy. Let's see. TNT has set some summer release dates for Rizzoli and Isles and Major Crimes. So those will be back this summer. Room director Lenny Abrahamson is going to helm a World War I story called The Grand Escape. 12 Monkeys Season 2 will premiere on Sci-Fi on April 18th. Naomi Watts joins Brie Larson in the new film Glass Castle. Oscar Isaac is going to reunite with his Ex Machina director for another new sci-fi movie called Annihilation. I like that. I like when actors come back to work with their directors because they have such a good rapport. It works really, really well. Speaking of coming back, we have Jennifer Lawrence over here in the X-Men universe. She's played Mystique 3 times now, and after this 3rd time, they said her contract was up. And even though everyone else was saying, I want to come back, she was kind of like, yeah, I'm done. I'm going to move on from this role. And we all thought this would be the last time we'll see Mystique. Well, maybe not. In a recent interview, Jennifer Lawrence says that she's dying to come back for more X-Men films. She says she loves doing the X-Men movies, and really because she says she loves that it's an ensemble film and that the whole weight of the movie does not lay on her head. And I can understand that. So I'm glad that she appreciates it. I'm glad that she understands it. And, hey, if she wants to stick around for more X-Men, more the merrier. NBC is going to air a live A Few Good Men production, and it will be produced by Aaron Sorkin. Very interesting there. Ben Affleck, currently only contracted to do the 2 Justice League movies, but is totally open to negotiating to do his Batman film. We got a picture of the whole cast of Baywatch, which is really cool to see everybody together. Let's see here. They're going to be doing an Intouchables remake. Now, The Intouchables was a French film, came out a couple years ago. They're going to remake it, and they are bringing on Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston to be the 2 leads in this remake. Very cool there. Bradley Cooper is set to headline a new science fiction thriller called Deeper. Ben Affleck states that he's already completed his script for the standalone Batman film, and he's just waiting for the time to be right to move forward with it. The Librarians, Noah Wyle, says that he's returning in a big way for season 3, so we'll see what he brings to the table there. It looks like the X-Men universe is moving forward with a New Mutants movie. So we've talked about this before. This is something that's been in development for a while. New Mutants will be one of the upcoming films in the universe. And what scares me about it is that they're saying they're going to be bringing a YA vibe to it. So like a young adult, kind of Hunger Games-y, insurgent, Scorched Trials kind of vibe, which worries me just a tad. But hopefully they'll be able to pull this one out. Tom Hiddleston says that Kong Skull Island will be spectacular and epic. I hope so. Let's see here. Rachel Weisz and Sam Kaplan have joined Roger Mitchell's My Cousin Rachel. Jonah Hill is going to make his directorial debut with a coming-of-age flick called Mid-90s. Simon Kinberg talks a little bit more about New Mutants, teases that we'll see some familiar faces. Ooh, some familiar faces. Robin Wright has joined Harrison Ford and Ryan Gosling in the upcoming Blade Runner sequel. Disney's developing a live-action film about Snow White's sister. I don't know why we need that, but I guess it's coming. Goosebumps director Rob Letterman is in, looking like he's going to direct the Dungeons & Dragons movie. Aw, yeah, geeky pack, get ready. D&D's coming at ya. Allison Hannigan has been tapped to be the host of Penn & Teller's upcoming Season 3 of their TV show Fool Us. Kevin Bacon is joining Mark Wahlberg in Peter Berg's upcoming Patriots Day. Tyler Perry is going to helm TLC's first scripted series. We have the first teaser trailer for the TV show Outcast. We got Everything Wrong with the Martian, featuring Neil deGrasse Tyson. Aw, yeah. We got some more news on the New Mutants movie. So, let me pull this up and get a little bit more detail. Let you know that following the earlier reports that we talked about that New Mutants was coming, it looks like James McAvoy's Professor Charles Xavier will play a major role, and bringing with him will be Alexandra Shipp, who plays Storm in X-Men Apocalypse. So she'll be coming over with him. And we also find out that Game of Thrones star Macy Williams and star of the movie The Witch, Anna Taylor-Joy, will play Wolfsbane and Magic, respectively. We also are finding out that supposedly Cannonball, Mirage, and Sunspot are going to also be featured characters. No word yet if Sunspot will be the guy that played Sunspot in X-Men Days of Future Past. So, that'll be interesting. Even more interesting is knowing that Cyclops' sister is going to be in this one, so I wonder if we'll maybe get Cyclops crossing over from Deadpool into New Mutants. We'll see what happens there. Let's see where we go from here. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is going to be hosting an upcoming episode of SNL. Jim Parsons is going to star in Warner Brothers' magic comedy called Man Witch. So, we'll see. Glad to see him getting out from just doing Big Bang Theory there. Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor may not appear in Justice League Part 1. No confirmation there on that for sure, but it doesn't look like it's set in stone for sure. Rock teases that Baywatch will be a raunchy R-rated film, which is what we expected, so good to see that is sticking to that. For those of you that are fans of Deadpool and who wasn't fans of Deadpool, get ready, because in a couple weeks we'll be able to buy it. Deadpool will be arriving on Blu-ray and DVD on May 10th. I cannot wait to get this one and watch it again. Sharknado 4 is coming to the Sci-Fi Channel this summer, and guess what the title is? Sharknado, The Fourth Awakens. I love it. If there's one thing this series gets right, is its campiness. And I am so glad that we have Sharknado, The Fourth Awakens. They're going to be doing a Starman remake. Yes, the 80s movie Starman. And it's getting Night at the Museum director Sean Levy to direct. So very cool there. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been renewed for 2 more seasons, so man, this show just keeps on going. Never gonna stop. Season 13 and 14 renewed over on FXX. Amazon's TV show Bosch has been renewed for a season 3. Gillian Flynn's Sharp Objects gets a straight-to-series order over at HBO, so that's really cool. We got the new official Red Band trailer for Search Party, starring TJ Miller and Allison Brie. Marvel's Iron Fist has cast the Force Awakens actress in a lead role. We're talking about Jessica Henwick. Couldn't tell you what she was in Star Wars, but she is also on Game of Thrones, and she's going to be playing Colleen Wing over on Iron Fist. We have a plot synopsis and some new details on John Wick Chapter 2. I won't read them to you and spoil anything for the people that don't want to hear it. Freddie Prinze Jr. and Dana Carvey are teasing their new comedy competition called First Impressions. Selena Gomez and Paul Rudd have a new movie coming out called The Fundamentals of Caring, and that's going to be coming to Netflix in June. We have the first look at AMC's new TV show, Feed the Beast, starring David Schwimmer, and that premieres on May 31st. Got some new set photos for Doctor Strange, which just recently wrapped its production schedule. Dave Bautista, I loved Bautista, he's officially joined Blade Runner 2 also. So very, very cool there, Bautista coming to Blade Runner 2. I love it. The Batman v Superman producer hints that Cyborg may be included in the Flash movie. So I like that. It says that they're the two younger guys of the Justice League and they'll have a good friendship. And they could be bringing that friendship to the Flash movie. So I like it. Give me more crossover, man. I'm all about it. Let's see. Caitlyn Jenner is going to be joining Transparent for Season 3. Mike Coulter, who plays Luke Cage over on Netflix, teases what to expect from the upcoming Luke Cage TV show. We have the first trailer for Black Way, which stars Anthony Hopkins and Julia Stiles. We have the full list of the 2016 American Academy of Country Music Awards. You can check out the winners from that if you haven't seen yet. We have the cast of the Doctor Who spinoff series called Class. That's been revealed, so you can find out who's going to be in this upcoming spinoff. The TV show Full Frontal with Samantha Bee has been ordered for a full season. Backstreet Boys confirmed that they're going to be doing a Las Vegas residency trial run, so they might be kicking in Vegas for a while. We got a bunch of character posters for the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse in the upcoming X-Men film. The movie version of The Last of Us looks to be put in development hell at this point. It is not moving forward at this time, so that kind of sucks. Katie Seagal has been cast as Johnny Seductress in the Dirty Dancing remake. Speedy Gonzalez is on the fast track to be an animated film over at Warner Brothers. Echo Kellum has been promoted to a series regular over on Arrow, which is cool, man. He's been doing a great job over on Arrow, so glad to see him get basically a promotion there. Eric Bowersfield, who voiced Admiral Akbar in the Star Wars movies, just passed away last week at the age of 93. It is not a trap, my friends, so well wishes to him and his family. Arrow's Katie Cassidy is set to appear on an upcoming episode of The Flash, and also Vixen, so that'd be pretty cool. A new project from Diablo Cody is looking to reunite Jason Reitman and Charlize Theron. Very cool. Will Ferrell's going to headline a True North Pole expedition comedy. We got the newest trailer for the BFG. We got an honest trailer for the Star Wars The Force Awakens, which dropped last week because last Tuesday, Star Wars The Force Awakens finally hit Blu-ray and digital, so definitely pick that up now if you haven't. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to begin a 2-hour season finale, which I believe will be next month, so very cool there. Hulu has set some summer premiere dates for Casual, Difficult People, and East Los High. Disney's Zootopia has passed the $800 million mark worldwide. Congratulations to them, man. That's awesome. Zack Snyder and Henry Cavill are both eager for a solo Superman movie, so they're trying to push to get that going. I am eager as well. Let's get this baby moving. Jared Leto set to star in World War II Yakuza thriller called The Outsider. Let's see. I'm still skipping a lot of crap here. the TV show Grimm has been renewed for a season 6. Ryan Eggold from The Blacklist will also join the spinoff show if it moves forward. Joel McHale set to play Chevy Chase in the National Lampoon biopic film. Cat Graham is leaving The Vampire Diaries. We got the first set photos of Tom Cruise filming The Mummy now. And it is not Brendan Fraser's Mummy, people. This is a new take. Just the saying. Negan's full curse-filled speech will be on the DVD and Blu-ray of The Walking Dead Season 6, for those of you that want to see the whole thing. We got the first Season 3 teaser trailer for Salem. X-Men Apocalypse will be released worldwide in IMAX. This is big news. 20th Century Fox never did IMAX before. Deadpool was the first X-Men film released in IMAX, and now we get X-Men Apocalypse. Very happy about that. I really miss seeing Days of Future Past in IMAX when it came out a couple years ago. Let's see. Wonder Woman, they're happy with how everything's going to Wonder Woman, and it's not a gigantic jump, but they've moved up the release date by a couple weeks to get it out sooner, which is very cool. Wonder Woman has been moved up. It was originally going to come out June 23rd of 2017. Now it'll be released June 2nd of 2017. And Andy Serkis is doing his own Jungle Book Origins movie, and it's been pushed back a whole year. It was coming out October 6th of 2017, and now it'll come out October 19th of 2018. Which Andy Serkis is thrilled about, because the Jon Favreau Jungle Book, which comes out this Friday, is getting rave reviews, and I'm sure he does not want to compete with that. So, Aerosmith is looking like they may stage a farewell tour in 2017. The new TBS comedy, The Detour, has already been renewed. They haven't even aired the first episode yet, and it's already been renewed. So I think the show looks great, actually. I love the commercials and the trailers for it, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad to see that they are excited about it to already renew it before it's even aired on television yet. Jimmy Kimmel's going to be hosting a Marvel-themed week, which starts this week, and I believe tomorrow will be the premiere of the Doctor Strange trailer, so that's going to be awesome. Cocktails with Khloe, yes, Khloe Kardashian, has been canceled after 14 episodes. Womp, womp. Glad to see that. What else we got here? The Boys. I'm curious if Friggins knows anything about The Boys. This is another comic adaptation that's going to be doing, and Seth Rogen is going to be doing it with his boy Evan Goldberg, who he does everything with, and they're doing Preacher, which is getting rave reviews. They are going to be doing The Boys for the Cinemax channel, which gets me even more excited, because Cinemax will push boundaries. So hells yeah. So Friggins, hit me up, let me know what you think about The Boys. A new Law & Order series is going to tackle true crime stories. So they're going to start off with the Melendez brothers. So, you know, it's the new hotness now after the OJ show over on FX. Amazon's Galaxy Quest project has been scrapped after Alan Rickman's death. So it doesn't look like they're moving forward with that right now. Game of Thrones star Christopher Hivju has joined the cast of Fast and Furious 8. So that is a really cool addition. And of course, on top of that, they have also officially announced, we talked about this rumor a while ago, and it's been officially announced that Charlize Theron is going to be the villain of Fast 8. I hope she's Jason Statham's wife. That would be awesome if they continue that story. The whole family is trying to get their revenge on Dom and the crew. So, yeah, Charlize Theron has been officially confirmed. So, very, very cool there. Great additions for Fast 8. Hannibal Buress has just announced a new Netflix documentary that he's doing. Production has resumed on HBO's Westworld series, and my girl Lily Simmons has just joined the cast. I love Lily Simmons. She's on Banshee, one of my favorite characters on Banshee. So cool to see that she's joined the cast over at Westworld, and she'll continue her, you know, great primetime premium viewing. Let's see. The first official trailer for Star Wars Story Rogue One has dropped. Yes, Rogue One, which is the first spin-off film, which they're now officially calling a Star Wars Story. It started off as anthology films, now it's a Star Wars Story. Rogue One takes place between the events of Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, and Episode 4, A New Hope, where the rebels are trying to capture the plans for the Death Star. Great little teaser trailer. Got me really excited. I can't wait to see Rogue One. Looking forward to that. It is available. Check it out on amiontheair.com, click on that trailers tab. You can see all the new hotness trailers right now, and of course on our Twitter and our Facebook page. We have Everything Wrong with the Maze Runner, the Scorch Trials. We have the new Red Band trailer for Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising, which is awesome. Looks so funny, man. I can't wait to see it. Let's see here. Adam Wingard's Death Note adaptation has been moved from Warner Brothers over to Netflix. So Netflix will be doing it directly. I know Peeps is excited about this one. The Freeform channel has officially announced that they're going to be doing Marvel's Cloak and Dagger. This is a show they've been wanting to do for a while. They've been back and forth in Marvel. It's been approved, and it's coming. Cloak and Dagger coming to the Freeform network. Let's see. The new Kingsman movie is officially titled Kingsman: The Golden Circle, just so you know there. And it looks like it will be directed again by Matthew Vaughn, so very cool. Fox has also renewed Lucifer and Rosewood for second seasons. I'm very excited about Lucifer. I love Lucifer on Fox. Great show, and I'm so glad Fox did not give up on this one right out the gate like they've done with everything else lately. Let's bring back Lucifer. We're doing it. Season 2, baby. Freeform has also set summer premiere dates for Pretty Little Liars, The Fosters, and Baby Daddy. 50 Cent might be joining the upcoming new Predator movie. Freeform is going to be doing a Greek reunion movie. 50 Shades Darker has cast Hugh Dancy as Christian Grey's shrink. CBS is now getting in on the true crime stories as they're going to start a new show, kicking it off with the JonBenet Ramsey series. So, man, I hate how Hollywood just copies each other. It's so annoying. You can see the first season 3 trailer for Penny Dreadful. Jason Momoa is pumped for Justice League. He's getting ready, and he's so excited. Melissa McCarthy has finally been announced to reprise her role as Suki in the Gilmore Girls revival happening over on Netflix. She was the one big name missing, and they finally worked it out. She'll be coming back. Cillian Murphy is reuniting with Christopher Nolan for his upcoming film, Dunkirk. Pedro Pascal has joined the Kingsman movie, The Golden Circle, Kingsman 2, so that's a pretty cool addition there. Edge of Tomorrow 2 is moving forward, and they've just hired some new screenwriters to pen out the script. Kevin Feige says that some Marvel Studios characters are possibly going to join the Spider-Man standalone film. He says, hey, they're in our universe now. That's the cool thing. We can go in and out of each other's worlds. So I'm excited about that. The Walking Dead just ended its sixth season, and it ended as the number one show on television. Crazy. Congratulations to all you Walking Dead fans. Ray Donovan, which is another show I absolutely love over on the Showtime Network. Ray Donovan, season 4 is set for a premiere on June 26th. You can meet Jonah Hex on episode 11 of Legends of Tomorrow. So that's going to be cool. Narcos star Boyd Holbrook has been cast as the lead villain in Wolverine 3. Don't know much about the character he's playing or what's going on, but there's your villain coming up. If you like post-episode talk shows, Game of Thrones is finally getting their own. It's going to be called After the Thrones, and I believe it will just be on the HBO network after the show airs. We have the full list of winners for the 2016 MTV Movie Awards. This aired last night, hosted by The Rock and Kevin Hart. Awesome, awesome movie awards. I loved it. And I'm not going to sit and read through it all. I got too much news to go through with you guys. We're almost done, and I don't want to waste any extra time. I got to really kind of get through this show. So if you're interested in who won in the movie awards, first of all, you should go DVR it and catch a replay because it was a really fun, entertaining show. If you don't care, just go read it. There was some really cool winners at last night's presentation, and The Rock and Kevin Hart really killed it as host. I loved it. Both American Idol winner and runner-up both have label deals as the last season of American Idol came to a close this past week, even though they're being kind of sneaky and acting like it is going to be returning soon. So don't be surprised when you see American Idol pop back up here soon. Melissa McCarthy and her husband Ben Falcone are teaming up for a new comedy called Life of the Party. We have the new official teaser trailer for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Of course, the Harry Potter spinoff. You can see that. That debuted at the MTV Movie Awards last night, so you can check that out. We posted it. And also debuting at the MTV Movie Awards last night that I also posted is the newest trailer for Suicide Squad. Yes, the new trailer dropped last night, and it's incredible. I love it. The beginning of the trailer is very cool and crazy, and then it jumps right into Ballroom Blitz. And, you know, they've been killing it with the music on these trailers. Fun, fun trailer. You get to see Batman in this one. They're going all out here. Harley Quinn, Joker just looks great. Check out the new Suicide Squad trailer, Twitter, Facebook, right now, and check it out. Just dropped yesterday. Vampire Diaries star Ian Somerhalder says that the show will end after season 8. Kanye West's new album, The Life of Pablo, debuts at number 1 on the Billboard charts. Let's see. Congratulations to Will Smith, who received the MTV Generation Award at the MTV Movie Awards last night. And last piece of news is that this morning, another new trailer dropped. It's the second official trailer for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Out of the Shadows. Yes, the new trailer dropped this morning, and we already got it up for you guys for all your viewing pleasure. And check out the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles trailer. It looks pretty cool. I like it. All right, that's your news. We did it. In like literally an hour, we got through 3 weeks worth of news. So I'm very proud of myself. And we'll jump over to box office and release dates, and we'll wrap this baby up as we always do. Coming out on DVD and Blu-ray tomorrow is going to be the horror film The Forest. In theaters on Friday will be The Jungle Book, Criminal, and Barbershop The Next Cut. Here's your weekend box office report for this past weekend. Coming in number 10, it's Eye in the Sky with $2.8 million. Number 9 is 10 Cloverfield Lane with $3 million. Number 8 is the Divergent series Allegiant with $3.6 million. Number 7 is God's Not Dead 2 with $4.3 million. Number 6 is Miracles from Heaven with $4.8 million. Number 5 is Hardcore Henry with $5.1 million. Number 4 is My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 with $6.4 million. Number 3 is Zootopia with $14.4 million. Number 2 is Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice with $23.4 million. And your new number 1 is The Boss, Melissa McCarthy's new film, debuting with $23.5 million for the number 1 spot. Look how close that is. The Boss, $23.5. Batman v Superman, $23.4. That is a close number 1 and number 2, man. I don't know how movies get that close to each other. Like I said, when the final numbers come out, who knows? Maybe The Boss will have more money, maybe it'll have less, and then and they might flip, and maybe Batman v Superman will be number 1 again. It looks at this point like The Boss will hold on to it, but we'll see. But as of right now, from the weekend numbers, The Boss took it, but that's very, very close right there. So congratulations to Melissa McCarthy, who always seems to do it. She's a great box office draw right now with her comedies. I love her, and good to see everybody supporting. But go support Batman v Superman. If you're somebody that has not seen this film yet, and you're holding out because you've seen negative reviews, I'm telling you, please go see it for yourself. Don't let a critic tell you to not go see it because they didn't like it. It's not cool. You need to make the decision for yourself. The movie is fantastic, and it needs to be seen on the big screen. Go see it in IMAX, see it in XD, see it in some kind of premium. It's how it should be seen. And I want you to see it for yourself. If you walk out and you didn't like it, so be it. But at least you made your own decision. I've seen way too many people say they were interested and then not go do it because of word of mouth. And I hate that. Please, go make the decision for yourself. You will be surprised. If you are a fan of Man of Steel and you're holding out because you don't know about this film, you will like this film. I don't think anybody that liked Man of Steel didn't like this film. It has that same feeling throughout it, and I just wanted to preach that one more time. Please be your own decision maker. I'm glad for people that come on here and they listen to the show and they want to hear my advice, but I don't like when people don't, you know, I'll see a movie get trashed, be 1% in Rotten Tomatoes, and I'll still go see it because I'm like, I need to make my own decision. I don't want any critic telling me how bad something is. I will make that decision. So if you're even remotely interested in Batman v Superman, you've held out because of any kind of negative review, don't do it. Go watch it. Be the judge for yourself. That'll do it for us tonight. That is my two cents. Take care of yourself and each other. This has been Am I on the Air for Monday, April the 11th. Please follow us on Twitter at Am I on the Air. Follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega. Our official webpage, amiontheair.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/amiontheair. Of course, you can subscribe to us on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on Spreaker. We're on TuneIn. We're all over the place. Subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/amiontheair. Instagram, follow for all the cool pictures on our Instagram. Just look up Am I on the Air once again. Periscope. I did a big Periscope after Batman v Superman, giving my thoughts on it. So follow so you know when these really cool things drop. And we're all over the place once again. RedDragonsRadio.com. Bookmark it. And yeah, hit me up. Let me know what you thought about whatever. And make sure you listen to Welcome to Banshee. If you're a Banshee fan, check us out every weekend with a new episode of that. And hopefully by next week, we'll have your brand new Red Dragons Assemble. Like I said, I'm going out of town for the rest of the week, so it won't be this week. Enjoy this brand new edition of Am I on the Air, and we'll hopefully get you that new Red Dragons Assemble as soon as possible next week. So that'll do it for us and tonight. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week. Be safe. Love each other. Love your families. Give everybody a nice big hug and kiss. Tell your friends and family to check out Am I on the Air for all your latest and greatest entertainment news. Until next time, my friends. Peace!
Red Dragons!
Baggy.
Red Dragons!